Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, December 24th, Christmas Eve. I'm Wayne Pratt. Ahead, for blind sports fans, the radio broadcast of a game only goes so far, but an audio description of the arena environment puts them closer to the action.
So it really makes me feel like I'm a part of the game, and I'm not excluded from the game.
St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin goes to a Blues game with audio descriptor's mind's eye. First, the headlines. Missouri House Republican leaders say they are unlikely to approve any new gun restrictions in 2020. As St. Louis Public Radio's Julie O'Donohue reports, they are even pushing back against gun restrictions endorsed by Republican Governor Mike Parson.
In November, Parson said he was interested in legislation that would make it harder for minors to get guns. That proposal mirrors a federal law already in place. But House Republicans balked at the suggestion. Representative Dan Shaw is one of several lawmakers who says new gun restrictions aren't needed.
We're not going to get the guns out of the bad guy's hand by passing legislation. What we need to do is give the law enforcement and the prosecutors the tools they need to make sure that there's a penalty for committing these acts with these guns.
Parson talked about imposing some gun restrictions after several children died as a result of gun violence in St. Louis this year. I'm Julie O'Donohue, St. Louis Public Radio.
You can listen to that full interview with Shaw on our Politically Speaking podcast that's up on our website, stlpublicradio.org. Employers in Missouri are grappling with the implications of recreational marijuana, even though it's not legal in the state. Narcissa Prejul is an employment lawyer at the Sandberg Phoenix Law Firm in St. Louis. She says workers in the region can easily visit Illinois, where cannabis will be legal for adults to use in private as of January 1st.
It's not about somebody taking some trip to Colorado, you know, at some point. That happens rarely. It's about the fact that anybody could be in Illinois over the weekend using cannabis legally.
Prejul says many of her clients realize the social stigma around marijuana use has subsided and are reconsidering their drug policies. It will still be illegal in the new year to take recreational marijuana from Illinois into Missouri. A group of local Jews and Muslims is coming together on Christmas Day for an annual service project. More on that from St. Louis Public Radio's Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson.
It's called the Jewish and Muslim Day of Community Service. Every year, the faith groups come together to give back through a number of service activities. Julia Williams is the Jewish co-chair for the event. She says service is a key part of both Muslim and Jewish faiths.
It is something we really agree on, something we really feel strongly about.
Service projects this year include putting together chemotherapy care bags for patients at Missouri Baptist Hospital and making no-sew blankets for the crisis nursery. Roughly 1,000 volunteers are expected to participate in the event on Christmas Day. I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson, St. Louis Public Radio.
Members of the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom are reflecting on 2019 as the year comes to a close. We have gone back through all our stories to put together the best of 2019, and you can view that project on our website, stlpublicradio.org. For a blind sports fan attending a game, it helps to listen to the radio broadcast on headphones, but it's usually delayed several seconds from the live action, and it doesn't begin to describe the full experience of everything going on in the ballpark or arena. Mind's Eye is an organization based in Belleville that is trying to fill in some of those blanks for sports fans with visual impairments. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports.
It's about a half hour before puck drop at the Enterprise Center, where the St. Louis Blues are taking on the Edmonton Oilers. Fans are still filling up the arena. Up in a luxury suite, 17-year-old Gabriel Gregson is getting his hands on some game-used hockey gear spread out on a table. Mind's Eye President Jason Frazier explains to him what each object is.
A couple of the game-used gloves, too.
Who wore those damn things? Like, that's huge.
And then also, like, right in front of you, you want to put your hands on the table there. That's a Tarasenko jersey.
This?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, now you have your hands on the 9 and the 1.
Gregson needs the audio tour of this memorabilia because he is blind. He's one of 6 young people at the game tonight who are blind or visually impaired and listening in on headphones to a live description provided by a Mind's Eye volunteer. It makes him feel like a part of things.
I mean, I'm able to go like, ooh, ah, with all the fans along with everyone else.
Mind's Eye made its name producing radio broadcasts for the blind, with volunteers reading out loud from newspapers and magazines. 3 years ago, it started providing live descriptions of theater performances and museum tours. This fall, it signed on to do the same for an eclectic list of events at the Stiefel Theater and Enterprise Center, like WWE Professional Wrestling, Baby Shark Live, and NHL Hockey. Mind's Eye volunteer Corey Sturtevant is describing the game tonight. He's standing at a counter in the suite, talking into a mouthpiece. The group of visually impaired hockey fans is nearby, listening in on headphones.
Has it to the right of the goalie, passes it up to Petrangelo at the point. He passes it to Perron to the right of the goalie.
During gameplay, Sturtevant sounds similar to what you'd hear on the radio broadcast of the game. But he also tries to convey the whole experience of being at the arena, like when team mascot Louie pulls a prank out in the seats.
Oh, there's Louie in a Santa outfit. He's got a bucket of something. Oh, he just dumped ice all over an Edmonton Oilers fan. That Edmonton Oilers fan is mighty wet right now. All right, we're back to action. The defenseman for the Edmonton Oilers.
Or when the ice crew skates out during a break in the action to clean up the rink.
Jackets. People just, all of them got sock hats on with shovels. They're just skating left to right, right to left, just going around, cleaning up the creases of the goalies.
For a blind hockey fan trying to enjoy the live Enterprise Center experience, those details make a big difference. Andrew Adolfson is 22.
So it really makes me feel like I'm a part of the game, and I'm not excluded from the game. It feels really, really nice.
Feeling a part of the game versus feeling excluded. That's the gap the folks at Mind's Eye are trying to bridge, even if only one hockey game at a time. It's a gap Gabriel Gregson knows well. He was the one getting his hand on the hockey gloves and jersey before. Tonight, he can say this.
I'm feeling pretty included here.
But does he feel that way at many games?
No, that is not. That is almost never the case, even in school.
He's in the marching band and the pep band at Triad High School, where he's a junior. But once the football or basketball game starts, he's left out. He can't find someone who's willing to describe it for him.
Yeah, they don't really care about it. Like, they don't want to do it. It hurts. It really hurts. Because I want to have the same fun as everyone else, but it really hurts.
Passes it back to the defenseman. And he gets stolen. Braden Shin has a breakaway.
The Blues score first this night and beat the Oilers 2-0. But the big win tonight for this group is not just the result of the game. It's in feeling a part of things. Getting to cheer for the goals, yeah, but also to laugh when that bucket of ice lands on an Oilers fan. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our David Casares edited that report. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. This is the last episode of The Gateway for 2019. Podcast returns January 2nd. Have a great holiday season. I'm Wayne Pratt, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.